好，他是哪个地方的因缘需要他就到哪里去。所以他不会执着说啊，这个道场是我盖的嘛，对不对？哈，然后就只能我住持，然后我来弘法。哈，他反而是交互给我们呐，哈，把这个传承传下去，是不是？那其实我们在修行，我们在学佛，也是要学习这样子的菩提愿心。我们在修行，一刚开始，也许你觉得说是因为我有烦恼，我需要想要离苦，所以我来修行，然后为我自己求得解脱。可是你自己如果只是这样子一个心的话，你可以得解脱吗？不行，对不对？你这样子连可能连想要连那个成佛的因，可能都还没有办法记住，因为你还有一个什么我，你还有一个所得，说你只是为我，那你成佛最主要是要去什么？去我执，
So Fashi kind of helped us to revise last week's main takeaway. So we talked about Master Xuying's life, and we felt it's so great that he is enlightened. But the main takeaway isn't just about he himself getting enlightened. It's also the fact that after he gets enlightened, he doesn't stop there. He continues to build a lot of different practice centers. And once he built the practice center, he doesn't just stop and become an abbot there. He basically pick an abbot and continue to the next place that needs Dharma and build new practice center. And what he wants to do is to continue give Dharma to everyone, teaching Dharma to everyone. So if we look at ourselves, if we just look at our motivation of practicing, if we just think about getting rid of our own sufferings, if we observe this, the motivation isn't totally right. Like, not to mention getting enlightened or delivering sentient beings, we ourselves have the wrong motivation if we only think about ourselves, because we don't have the right cause. Because the main purpose of practice is to get rid of your attachment to self, and if you start with the motivation of benefiting yourself, only yourself, then that's not good.
好，那今天我们就是要进入到参禅法要的主要的内容哦。那我整个参禅法要这个纲要，其实就是参考师父禅门修正指要里面参禅法要的这一篇文章。有读过这篇文章、看过那本书、读过这篇文章的，请举手。
So we will start talking about the contents, the outlines of this essentials of Chan practice. So there, the main guideline I reviewed this is through this book called.
禅门修正指要。
Okay, so the Dharma Door of Chan modified practice select. And so Fashi asked if anybody has read that book, and this Bodhisattva here
我
has
相信
read a little
很
bit.
多老菩萨应该看过，只是你们太谦虚了，没有举手。其实师父，我上礼拜有说过嘛，师父在东出禅寺讲过，参禅法要，这篇文章，那里面呢，它主要分了两个部分，第一个部分就是介绍什么是参禅，那参禅的主要的，你要能够做参禅这件事情，主要你要需要具备的先决条件是什么？那第二个呢，它是讲到虚云老和尚在禅堂的一些开示，跟参禅相关的一些开示。那 我这次这样子的分享总共有四次，我不晓得我会不会把全部讲完，那我就尽量讲，如果没讲完的我们看看以后有没有什么因缘再继续、哦、所以今天我主要的就是先跟大家介绍第一个部分参禅的认识跟先决条件这个单元。
So a lot of our Bodhisattvas are very humble. They probably have read the book, but they are too humble to admit it. So I'll go through quickly the outlines of this. First of all, Shifu talk about the prerequisites and understanding necessary to begin Chan practice. And secondly,the second main point is the lecture of methods of practice in the Chan Hall. So there are a lot of contents covered in here. I'm not sure if we're going to go through all of this. We'll just try as best we can and maybe continue at a later point.
好，参禅，那我们先来讲所谓的禅是什么。
So our main topic is contemplating Chan, and let's start with what is Chan.
你们认识的、理解的禅，禅是什么？离散乱，然后呢？还有吗？还有吗？嘿，这样子齁，我也不知道怎么接下去啦齁。禅可以禅我相信大家来这里修行嘛，总跟师父这么久了齁，多多少少讲不出来，也要能够稍微用自己的体会讲一下吧，哈，对不对哈？不然是不是会很难过哎？哈，那师父会不会真的难过？不会啦哈，那是你自己的事，跟师父没有关系哦，对不对？个人生死个人了哎，对不对哈？你修行是你自己的事，跟师父完全没有关系，他只是把他所知他自己的经验跟大家分享，引导大家也可以走上修行的路，无非就是这样子、哦、那祖师大德也是嘛、哦、那禅是不是真的可以讲什么东西是禅？不可以。拈花微笑的故事大家都知道吧？好、哦、好，那先让他翻译一下好了，我怕讲太久
好
不好怎么接。
That's okay. So the question is, what is Chan? So our Bodhisattva here shareda couple of points that like he understands as, you know, getting rid of wandering thoughts, non-abiding. And Fasha said, mentioned that Shifu taught Chan practice and everyone should have their own understanding inpractice experience, and the idea, the intention Shifu has is guide everyone to understand better what is Chan. And one point that is very interesting is, can you put it in words what is Chan? Have you heard the story of, you know, the Buddha, how Buddha started Chan with a flower?
拈花微笑的意思是大家都很清楚，我就大概描述一下哈。释迦牟尼佛哦，在灵山会上，在一次跟大众要说法的场合，他怎样拿起一朵花，然后没有讲什么，然后大众也不知道讲什么，他们都在猜，那释迦牟尼佛这样的意思是什么？那大家都还在不知 如何是好的时候，怎样？迦叶尊者默然一笑，释迦牟尼佛说了什么？哦，我也背不起来，我有小抄，告诉你：无有正法眼障，涅槃妙心，实相无相，微妙法门，不立文字，教外别传，富主摩诃迦叶。
So let's just go through the story of how Buddha started teaching Chan. So this is a very, very famous story, but we'll just briefly go through it. Once Shikamoni Buddha is giving a Dharma talk, and he picks up this one beautiful flower, and he said nothing. And the audience, they don't know what to say. And so the venerable Shijia Zunzhe so all the audience don't know what to say, but the venerable Shijia Zunzhe understand just smiled. And so Shikamoni Buddha, at this moment, he said something. He said, does anybody know what he said? So this is the beginning of Chan. So, I'll paraphrase it. It's very beautiful in the original text. So Shikamoni Buddha said, I have this the right dharma, and it's with nirvana and the wonderful mind, and the real phenomena is no phenomena, and it is this very subtle dharma door, and it can't be written or described in script, and it is this other Dhamma door, and I give it to Venerable Mohe Jiaye.
In 里面讲的东西是什么？释迦牟尼佛真的有把什么东西交给摩诃迦叶了吗？他写得很清楚嘛，实相无相，对不对？而且是不立文字，教外别传。哦，所以是传的是什么？莲花，它代表的是什么？涅槃妙心嘛，哈、哦，所以他这里已经很，他其实整个所谓的传法修行，这所谓的禅法，他无非在我们说，无非就是在修我们这颗心，对不对？所以这所谓的传法是什么？哎，我们现在还有就说，哎，传法要所谓的传衣钵，有这件事吗？其实从释迦牟尼佛以来，我们所谓的传法无非就是以心印心，哦，传的是一个心法，它是直人心的，你当下就是，你当下就是了解了，你就是得到释迦牟尼佛要传给你的那个东西。一朵花是法，一个微笑是法，世间所呈现的万物现象是不是法？是。可是当我们没有用同样的那样子的所谓那样一个境界去看，我们看到的所有都是什么现象？都不是法。 是这样。
So what is the thing that Shikamoni Buddha give to Venerable Mohojasha? So our Bodhisattva here shared that it's the mind when Shikamoni Buddha pick up the flower. It's that pure mind and like Venerable Jasha understands it. And so Fa Shi mentioned that it's this, you know, this mind in Nirvana. It's in that instant. A lot of times in ancient China, we have this idea that, you know, one patriarch give his robe and his bowl to the next one. But it's not the object that gets passed on. What's get passed on is the Dharma itself. It's that instant when your mind is pure. So a flower is that Dharma, and a smile is a Dharma. And for ordinary sentient beings, for us, it's just all phenomena. But it is Dharma that gets passed on.
所以虚云老和尚其实他在他的很多的禅期的开示里面，他也有讲到，其实所谓我们所谓的修行啊，比如说，哎，我们在禅堂里面在修行，我们用一个话头要参这个话头，那你在禅堂要能够真的把这个话头参透，你必须要把你的生死心非常强烈的把你的生死心提起来，然后愿意就哦，如果参话头没有参透，我愿意就死在这边，哈、哦，死在禅堂里面，哈、哦，这样子的一个很大的一个决心，哈、哦，如果你愿意在禅堂里面提起这样子，我愿意把我的命根在这里这个蒲团上断掉，直到我把这个话头参透了才算是了事的时候，你其实这样子你有这样的身体心，你就能够真正的就是把你这个所谓的执着，对身的执着，对心的执着放下，那你证得的那个才真的是能够跟所谓如来诸佛菩萨所谓祖师大德他们证道的动机是一样的。所以我们说在禅堂，我们又称为它是一个什么地方，选佛场、哦、所以要选的佛是哪一尊佛，对，不是说我要选释迦牟尼佛，我要选阿弥陀佛，要选的是哪一尊佛，你自心佛、哦、那个佛本来就跟你同在，你本身就已经具足了，只是我们不知道而已、嗯、其实你说不知道吗，其实你知道，可是你不愿意去相信你有那个佛性在，甚至你虽然知道啊，你有佛性在，可是你没有方法，或者是你有知道方法了，可是你不愿意在方法做老实的功夫去用它，然后去把你的佛性显现出来。好，那刚刚释迦菩萨说用不上，为什么用不上？妄想一大堆哦，所以等一下我们就会讲到说，哎，了解参禅的时候，接下来怎么样真的可以开始做到参禅这件事情。
So Master Xu Yun shared the practice of 话头 in his in a lot of 7-day retreats. So he talks about being very determined. Some people are very determined in their Chan Hall, and they're willing to, you know, if they can't contemplate this 话头, they can't like if they can't contemplate the 话头, they're willing to die in this 禅河. They're just giving up their body and their attachment to their body and their mind, and they're just willing to die in this 禅河. They're so dedicated that you know, if they don't solve this 话头, they won't leave this 禅河. And that's the dedication you need to let go, and you know, you prove the true mind. And another name for 禅河 is Buddha selection field. So what Buddha are we selecting here? Are we selecting, you know, Shikamoni Buddha or Amitabha Buddha? No, we're selecting the Buddha in our mind. And so, you know, it's not that we don't know, like, we have the Buddha mind in our mind. A lot of us knows, but we choose to not believe or not have strong faith. A lot of us believe that, you know, we are a Buddha in our mind. But we don't know the method. Well, some of us know the method, but then we don't want to have honest practice to use the method. And so our Bodhisattva also shared that she felt she can't use the method properly. And the thing is, we have a lot of, so far she mentioned that we have a lot of wandering thoughts. That's why we can't use this method. And that's why in the continued talk, we will talk about how we properly use these methods.
所以这边还是拉回带说, 所谓的禅真的是没有定法, 哦。 那甚至所谓的没有定法是说, 它 所有的法都是, 可是也所有的都不是, 是不是这样? 你根本没有所谓的是或不是的, 它就是这样, 法而如是, 是不是这样? 哦, 那我们说, 诶, 修行, 我们要修一个得解脱, 修一个离苦得乐, 修一个成佛, 是不是真的有这样子的东西? 哦, 真的有佛可以成吗? 如果我告诉你, 有, 啊, 你说, 啊, 那我这样, 我努力修行有用了, 那如果告诉你没有, 你会怎样? 很失望, 你说, 那我修行干什么? 会这样吗? 会, 可是真正的是怎样? 所谓的修行, 本来就没有修行这件事情, 虚云老和尚也讲，好，我记得我上次有分享说，是因为我们的根性，好，现在太驽钝了，然后我们的妄想纷飞，然后我们的心被很多的贪嗔痴慢疑染污了，所以才告诉你说有。 有修行这件事情，有成佛这件事情，然后才给你方法，哦，不然根本就没有修行这件事情，对不对？你当下你直接看到你那一颗清净的心，然后当下愿意把这个妄心妄念执着放下，你就跟佛是一样的。 然后他讲的蛮好的，他说哪有那么多闲话可说。So
Fashu want to talk about there is no fixed methods. So a lot of us, you know, have the idea that I practice so I get liberated. I practice so I end my sufferings and I gain happiness. Is there truly something like that, a thing that you could get to get liberated? In reality, there is no no such thing. No, there's no real practice. So the practice is a tool, a method for people who have relatively not so sharp karmic roots. So for ordinary sentient beings like us, we don't have so sharp karmic roots. So our mind is clouded by greed, hatred, and ignorance, and arrogance and doubt. And so we need this practice as a tool to get there. For people who have very sharp karmic roots, at this instant moment, their mind is pure and clean, and their mind is Buddha's mind, and they just put down, let go all their restless thoughts. And so what Master said here is very appropriate here. There is, where do I get all these bantering and wasted words to talk about? There is not, there is not that much words really to waste or talk about practice.
所以说我们真的就是无一法可得，无一法可修，当下就是。然后虚云老和尚这边也知道说，我们在这个选佛堂所修的应该都是要修的是无为法。那什么是无为法？有没有听过这个词名相？有吗？哈，我们一般看到有因缘生灭的，有能所的，这都是什么？有为。有你有我，也要做的这件事情，有看到的实实在在的一个物体，对不对？然后我们有我们的心，好，有妄想，好。有众生，这都是有为的，这是有对象的，齁，有能所的，这都是有为，都是因缘和合产生的，这都是有为。可是在这个有为上面我们开始修行，可是我们要在这个有为上面修行之后，我们要去体证的是什么？所谓的无为法。无为就是什么？没有所谓的因缘的造作，它本来就是这样，哦，它是没有生灭，没有往，没有去来，哦，没有所谓的生住异灭，它就是如如不动，就是这样。那指的其实就是什么？我们讲的所谓的空性。
So that's why we have this saying, you have no Dhamma to gain or no Dhamma to practice. So this is where the idea of no action Dhamma comes in. So a lot of times when we have, you know, a life and death or phenomenon, it's action. And when we understand and prove the, you know, there's, essentially there's no life or death, no phenomenon, and that's no action, the Dhamma of no action, and that's where we come to understand there's no life or death, there's this idea of emptiness in Buddhism.
刚刚翻译那个 no phenomena 可能不太对，你还是有 phenomena， 可是因为它是空的，它是无常，它是在变的，
对，
可是
现象有，
现象有，对，嗯。
So sorry. So even for no action, we still have phenomenon, but the self nature is empty in the no action.
对，所以我们说有为跟无为看起来好像是相对的，是不是？可是他们真的是相对的吗？其实他们讲的是同一个东西，哦，有为跟无为，他们其实是不二的，哦，他们没有不一样，可是他们也没有一样，不一不异，哦，不一不异，哦，可是他们不二，哦，举一个例子来讲好了，哦，如果这个空间，哦，我们讲说，欸，它是空的，可是它如果永远都是空的话，它不会，它没有办法显现，欸，比如说所谓的生住异灭的时候，它没有办法显现无常的时候，你们有办法进来这里吗？哦，可能就是它如果只能永远是空的，没有人可以进进出出，来来去去，可是这个来来去去，它呈现的又是什么？啊，可是它这个生住异灭，它呈现的就是一个什么空性无常。你要有空，才能呈现所谓的有；你要有的现象的生住异灭，你才能呈现所谓的空，是不是这样？哦，如果没有，如果这个，如果说，哎，这个房间一直都是充满的人，里面都是东西，它永远就只能这样。还有东西可以再进来吗？不行。哦，现象没有办法因为因缘持续它的流动，对不对？哦，所以所谓的有为跟无为，它讲的其实是同一个东西。哦，所以我们所以这边讲到说，无为是建立在有为法上，那有为法是由无为法而彰显，这是师父讲的。
So when we talk about action and no action, it looks like they're the opposite. They are two things. But in reality, they're not. But then they're not exactly one thing. So one example Fa Shi shared is this practice space we have. So in the first, it's like empty. There's no people, no object.But then if it's not empty, then people can't enter. So what happens is you have this happening and non-happening. You have this life and death appearing and disappearing of, objects and people in this space.And so that's where we understand the idea of impermanence. And the phenomena is keep flowing. So to share Shifu's idea, this no action Dhamma is based on the action Dhamma. And the...
有违法，因为有无违法的彰显。
So the action Dhamma appears, shows its appearance because of the non-action Dhamma. So it's not exactly the same thing, but it's not two opposite things.
好，所以其实说我们在修行的时候，我记得以前国兴法师也是在提醒我们，我们修行不管我们用的方法是什么，我们一定要时时刻刻把我们的修行一直是导向跟什么相应的，跟空性相应的。哦，所以一开始也许啊，我们有很强的所缘境，比如说你有念佛，哦，你有诵经，你有礼拜，这些是什么有为的。对不对？有很清楚的你的修行方法在那里，哦，可是慢慢的， 你的心透过这样子非常清楚的方法甚至观念，导致你把你的心慢慢的沉淀，把你的妄心妄想慢慢的去除了之后，你要能够直接的去体验到有为之中的无为，所有现象之中的空性，这我们的修行的方向才是正确的，否则你都一直还是在有相上做用功，那就会很可惜。
So our abbot Venerable Guoxing shared that whatever your practice is, we try to guide the practice in the direction of emptiness. So when we are chanting the sutra or chanting Buddha's name, this is action, the Dharma of action, and you have a very clear direction where you want to go. And that's where you calm your mind. You let go your wandering thoughts and your restless mind. And once you do that, we guide it to the emptiness, the non-action Dharma. And our essential final goal is to see the emptiness in phenomena. And if you always staying in this practice of action, it is a pity.
所以是因为我们现在众生的根性真的是太怎么样努顿的，我们既顽固然后又非常的无明，即使给你一个方法你说你用不上，那怎么办呢？还是要时时练习，就是把方法提着。那祖师大德甚至看到我们这么众生的现象，现象是这个样子，所以他我们讲说有八万四千法门嘛，对不对？你就找到你自己跟你自己相应的法门，然后一门深入，你一定水到渠成，不要说我想试个一两天一个月三个月怎么都还没有消息啊，那个消息是要谁给你的啊？
自己。
对啊，你都没有愿意真的把你整个生命投进去，你那个消息谁给你啊？自己要给自己的哦。那这么多法门其实每个法门其实都是好的跟你相应的，其实师父也说过，你用得上你能够得力的，对你来讲那个就是最好的法门，可是总归来讲其实都不离所谓的什么禅法所有的法门用起来都不离禅法，所以参禅其实算是最直接最了当而且是最能够直指人心的一个方法，所以虚云老和尚在这边要介绍的其实就是参禅的方法。
So for our modern people with not so sharp karmic roots, because we are clouded by ignorance and greedy, and so we're very stubborn to accept ideas and we're very ignorant. What we can, even if we are taught a method, we don't know how to use the method. And Buddha teaches us 84,000 Dhamma door of practice methods. So what we can do is to try to practice deeply and thoroughly in one Dhamma door method. Some people pick up a method and practice for a week or a month or 3 months. Then they come back and say, why do I not get any messages or results? Who give you these results and messages? It's essentially yourself. So for us, there are a lot of Dhamma door practice methods, and usually we want to pick one that you get the most benefit, that's most properly for you, and they essentially come down to this chan practice method. It's the most direct, most thorough method, and so here we want to discuss the detail about how to contemplating and practicing chan.
好，所以第一个要讲到的就是我们先认识到参禅是什么事，然后接下来我们要讲的是参禅的目的。齁，训导和尚在这边很明白地指出参禅的目的是什么，明心见性。那明心见性的意思是什么？他其实很清楚地就告诉我们，就是要去掉我们自心的染污，齁，然后要去掉我们心里面的所谓这个染污指的是什么。心里面的染污指的是什么？其实无非就是执着啊，对自我的执着。执着有一个我，执着有外在的现象。当我们能够去掉这自心的染污之后，我们就可以看见自己的本来面目啊，对不对？那实践自性的面目，那所谓的自性是什么？佛性。对啊，其实他后面就讲了，自性就是所谓的如来智慧德相，对不对？
So I want to start talking about the objective of chan practice. What is the objective of chan practice? It is to illuminate the mind by eradicating its impurities and seeing into one's true self nature. So what is the mind's impurities? So these are wrong thoughts and our self attachments. So, and what is self nature? Self nature is, the wisdom and virtue of Shikamoni Buddha. So, and the practice, the objective of Chan practice is for us to see our true self, the Buddha nature in ourself, and the wisdom of Shikamoni Buddha.
所以这个如来智慧舍相为诸佛众生所同具，无二无别。这句话听起来有没有很像？其实释迦牟尼佛在他悟道之后，他就告诉我们了，是不是这样子？他说什么？他悟道之后的第一句话，他讲的是什么？岂哉，岂哉，大地众生皆具如来智慧德相，只因妄想执着不能证得。所以他那时候已经帮我们所有人的人受记了，对不对？每个人都是未来佛，每个人都是佛。其实不是说未来佛，每个人当下就是佛。
The wisdom and virtue of Buddha and sentient beings, ordinary sentient beings like us, are not different from one another. The first sentence when Buddha gets enlightened is, wow, surprise. Everyone on earth, They have my wisdom and virtue. So that's where Buddha, they endorse everyone of us that we have Buddha's wisdom.
那为什么我们没有跟佛一样去了知道我们的如来智慧德相？因我们有妄想执着，所以虚云老师上这里就说，很简单，你只要离了妄想执着，你就可以证得自己的如来智慧德相，那你就是佛，否则你就还是众生。
So why is it that we are not like Buddha? We still have sufferings and everything. Because we still have wrong thoughts and we still have attachments. If we were to let go of these things and prove the Buddha nature, then we are like the Buddha.
所以他现在就告诉我们，我们为什么还是众生？好，因为我们从无量劫以来都一直还在生死的苦海里面，什么沉沦？哦，那这样子在生死的苦海里面被染污久了，你根本忘记了你自己是佛，所以你也没有办法提起那一个样的心力，你愿意把妄想当下就把它放下，然后去看见，去证得自己的本性，所以我们才需要方法，才需要修行，才需要来参禅。
So here Master Xuyun explains why we are not the same as Buddha at this time. So the sort of Sanskrit of this is we are confused through samsara for limitless kalpas. Samsara is cycle of life, death and rebirth. So we went through so many disasters through cycles of death and rebirth. And we just cannot immediately cast off all these wrong thinking and impurities to see our original nature. It is for this reason we must practice Chan.
所以禅禅其实就是来帮助我们离开妄想执着，哦，所以参禅的先决条件就是要除妄想，哦，那妄想如何除法？哦，这边提到说释迦牟尼佛说的很多很多方法，对不对？八万四千法门嘛，吼，哦。可是最简单的莫如歇即菩提，一个歇字。
So sort of tying back to the theme of this unit, the prerequisite for Chan practice. The prerequisite for Chan practice is to eradicate these wrong thinkings we have. Shikamoni Buddha, he taught us so many Dhamma methods to practice. He taught 84,000 Dhamma door of practice methods. But the simplest and most direct teaching is the word stop. From the expression stopping is Buddha.
歇字的意思是什么？放下，哦，放下。
So what is stopping? Stopping is letting go.
要做到放下容不容易？
So stopping is to letting go and put down, and this is very difficult to do.
放下，嗯，师父的修行，我曾听过人家有法师问师父说，师父你平常的修行方法是什么？有两个版本啊，齁，一个版本是说放心，放心的意思是什么？平常心，哦，放心。你们如果用比较我们一般人来讲的所谓的放心，你们应该也有经验是感到非常放心的时候吧？有没有？什么时候你们感到非常放心？没有担忧，没有挂碍，没有害怕，一切都很顺利，哦，如你所愿。然后你这时候你的心感觉就是说，没有什么东西揪在这里，不需要去把 什么东西烦恼挂在心头上那种重重的感觉哈，没有的，你就是很放心，对不对？你是感觉很自在的，是这样子。哦，啊，你再把那个东西，所谓你放心的那个感觉，我们现在练习到，我们感受到的那所谓的放心，都还是有什么有相的，因为你只是对某些事情感到放心，感到没有担忧，哦，可是你是不是所有的现象你都可以用这样子放心的态度去面对？没有办法。可是真正的要能够放心，就是完全是要能够放下。放下什么？放下这个我啦，最主要的，你要能够不执着，你只要能够放下这个我，你就不会执着。
So, 师父once shared, so people come to 师父 and ask, what is your practicing method?So there are two versions of this story here, we share one. So what Shifu answered is upon in Chinese. So if we look at by the original meaning, so he answered 放心, which in Chinese directly translate to relieve or simply no worries. But if we translate each words, then fang means to let go, to put down. Xin means your mind. So what do you think about when you think about the word relieve, to have no worries? So you think about your ordinary, you know, very relieved, very happy, very ordinary mind. But these are very...This still has a phenomenon and attached to it. There's attachment in these because you're still relieved about this one certain thing. You have no worries about this event, but you still have worries. You're not relieved about a thousand other things, for example.And for Shifu, the real practice is to put down your mind, to relieve for everything, to let go of these attachments for everything.
所以你这个歇，如果讲说是放下，你如果真的能够所谓的放下，你其实就是跟菩提是相应的。哦，所以歇即菩提，你愿意放下。其实你当下就是菩提。
So that is the meaning of stopping is Bodhi. So when your mind is, when you let go in this instant, your mind is Buddha's mind in this instant.
所以接下来讲说，禅宗由达摩祖师传来东土，哦，一直到六祖慧能大师。整个的参禅的风气非常的兴盛，哦，也非常的普遍的被传播开来了，哦，然后对每一个人其实都有很大的影响，但达摩祖师跟六祖慧能给我们学禅的人开示，其实最要紧的话，这里也提到，无非就是摒习诸缘，一念不生。那这是不是就所谓的歇止啊？是不是？
So we have our Chan Patriarch Bodhidharma who brings Chan to China up until the sixth Patriarch, Venerable Master Huineng.Chan is actually a very popular method in China. And they shared Venerable Huineng shared a phrase is to, you know, stop all entangling conditions and not have one thoughts arising. And that's exactly the idea of stopping.
所以这里有讲到更解释所谓的丙烯珠圆是什么意思，就是其实就是所谓的万缘放下。哦，所以万缘放下，一念不生，这两句话实在就是我们要参禅的先决条件。你要真的能够开始参禅，真正的在参禅这个方法上能够进入的话，你一定要先放下你的妄想，放下万缘，然后做到一念不生，才可以讲到所谓真正的开始参禅。否则我们都还没有跨进门，哦，我们可能是一边在打妄想，一边觉得自己在参禅，哦，可是这都真的还没有开始，哦。
So putting down all entangling conditions and let not one thought arise, the saying itself is a prereq for practice of Chan. A lot of us, we have wandering thoughts here and there. A lot of thoughts arise and while we are practicing and we say, oh, we are practicing Chan. And that's not, you haven't start your practice until you put down all entangling condition and let no thought arise.
好，所以虚云老和尚也不跟你客气了哈，他就直接这样点出来跟你讲，如果你这两句话做不到的话，你参禅不但没有成功，你是根本连入门都没有哈。所以万缘缠绕，念念生灭哈，你的心时时刻刻都是跟着外境跑，不断的在攀缘，你的念头不断的起起灭灭，哦，不断的在造作。你说你在修行，你在参禅吗？我们都用这样子的借口骗骗自己啦，有，我有在修行，我有在禅修，我方法还是有啦，哦。可是那个都还真正的，如果从虚云老和尚这样子来跟你讲的话，你根本还没有上路，哦。那其实这也不是说啊，我们现在做的是我们在修行的没有用，哦，我们现在用方法的状态没有用，还是有用，哦，我们这叫做前方便，哦，我们现在就是练习用我们的方法把我们拉回到可以练习，哦，慢慢的可以把所谓的攀缘心放下来。唯一攀缘的是什么？就是我们的所缘境。这个所缘境是什么？我们的方法，哦，让我们的心慢慢的从很散乱的状态变成到可以专注，可以集中。集中到哪里？到我们的方法上。然后最后禅训班有上过吧，有七种心嘛，你从集中心专注，哦，从散乱心专注集中，慢慢的到只剩下一念心。这个一念心你集中在是什么？你的方法，你有在用方法，我在用方法，最后到集中，集中到最后，你连这个所谓的方法跟所谓的我都放掉了，就到什么无心的状态。所以我们现在在很散乱的状态下，我们一定要提醒我们，我们要把我们的方法紧紧的抓住，紧紧的抓住。
So, you know, Master Xun is very direct. He doesn't, you know, say courtesy things. He just say, if you can't do this, if you can't let not one thought arise, then you haven't even started. You haven't even started your journey of practicing. So a lot of us, you know, we say, oh, we are practicing Chan, but our mind gets dragged away by outer environments and events. We have so many wandering thoughts. Our thoughts arises with all these outer environments all this time, and according to Master Xu Yun, we haven't even started, we haven't even met the prerequisite. So is it useless to even practice when we have so many wandering thoughts? It's not totally useless. So this is what we are practicing is what we call a convenience method. And it is to train you to get rid of all this grasping you have. And it try to reduce all your grasping to all these outer environment to one, to the one you're grasping. So what is that one environment, one condition that you are grasping on? It is your method, the method you're practicing. So that way, your originally wandering and restless thoughts can be focused on this one thing you're grasping, this method you're grasping on. So if you go to our, beginner meditation class, you will know we teach different methods in this class so that, you focus your mind from all these wandering thoughts to this one mind. And the essential goal is to, while you're reducing from wandering thoughts to one mind, you put down all these conditions and wandering thoughts. But the essential goal is for you to put down and let go that method also, and we reach no mind.
所以虚云老和尚在这一段里面要讲的，其实他很明白的指出，告诉我们成佛容不容易啊？不容易哦。其实他说很简单呐、啊，歇，对不对？你只要能够做到这个歇字，你就成佛了呢。就是不能歇，对不对？就是放没办法放下，是不是这样？
So is it easy to practice Chan?
To get enlightened.
To get enlightened. Is it easy? Well, if you think it's not easy, Master Xu Ying, on the other hand, he said, it's just one word. It's stopping. Stopping is Buddhi. You're done. You're enlightened. So is that easy now?
不容易是因为我们什么？有太多的妄想执着，对不对？所以你要真正的开始能够做到参禅修行这件事情，他告诉你的条件是什么？来复习。对，屏息诸缘，一念不生，齁、哦、所以其实就是要除妄想嘛，齁、哦所以你只要能够愿意要放下你的妄想，放下你的攀缘心，慢慢的练习啊，你就是可以真正走上修行的道路。那我相信大家都有在修行，大家有在禅修，哦，有没有到一个啊心好安定，没有妄想的时候啊，你会觉得啊开心，有没有觉得我开悟啦、啊？当你用你的方法用到一心不乱的时候，哦，这所谓的一心不乱，甚至你觉得说，哎，我已经也一念不生了，哦，那也许是真的有体验到那个叫什么，看到一点点光嘛，那个感觉嘛，哈、哦，那这样子你的信心就会增加了，你知道啊，修行真的有用，修行可以让我，哈、哦。真的把我的妄想执着放下，我体验到的就是纯粹的那一颗自在、自由自在的那一颗心。嗯。
So,
可是他这样就成佛了吗？嗯。
Okay. So.It is easy and not easy. The not easy part is you met the prerequisite. So what is the prerequisite that we mentioned? The phrase. To revise it, it is put down all entangling conditions, and let not one thought arise. And so for us, if we are able to put down our grasping, our wandering thoughts, and, you know, when you practice, I believe all of you are practicing Chan, and do you ever feel that your mind is so calm and there's no wandering thoughts and you don't have, you know, other thoughts arising? So I believe, like, when you have those moments, you feel like there's light in front of you. You have tremendously more faith in Buddhism. You know it works. You know that you can, you yourself can put down these wandering thoughts, these wrong thoughts, and you could feel that liberated feeling. But have you become enlightened? Have you become Buddha at that point?
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
对啊，我们这个一时间的齁，体验到那样子的境界，其实当我们心一起心动念啊，我没有妄想，这时候就已经怎样，因为你已经分别了，对不对？齁，已经有我在说，我有体验那个没有念头的感觉了，所以你已经，我这时候我就很强的就又跑进来了。那佛他的歇制是做到什么？非常非常彻底的。他所谓的没有妄想、没有执着，是真的永远没有妄想、没有执着。可是我们在禅修过程、修行过程体验的那个东西，都还算是短暂性的。哦，当我们一起心动念，我们的我进来了。我们就恢复到妄想执着的状态下了，是不是这样子？哦。
So why is it we haven't become Buddha yet? When we experience that super calm and state, it is because once you experience that super calm and nice, no wandering thoughts moment.What's your next thought? A lot of people, their next thought is, oh, I have this experience. I have this experience of no thought arising. And that's a thought. A thought of full of self-attachment. And that's why it's very hard for you to get that state of stopping, always stopping.Because for Buddha, they are able to just stop and have no wandering thoughts. But for us, it's a very transient experience. And that's why we still have those wandering thoughts while we are practicing.
所以我们要很清楚，我们有境界是很好，可是我们不要执着，哦。不要每次坐下来我就想说我想要有那种境界的出现，这样子你在修行的方向就是错的，因为你一直是朝着有我的方向在修行。齁，那可是我们修行齁，从这样子的境界对我们来讲，我们刚刚讲可以建立我们的信心，齁，然后可以加强我们知道说我们可以修行的方向是要往哪里走，所以我们没有办法一时间当下决断的就把所有的妄想执着放下，我们就从小时间小时间，从点一直做到什么线，然后最后能够成片，对不对？功夫成片就是这样，从小小的小小的地方慢慢的不断的累积累积累积，功夫成片了，你就时时刻刻都可以处在当下没有分别没有执着的状态，那这样子你就已经做到你该做的了，嗯，可是其实你也没有做什么，对不对？
So a lot of times when we have those super calmed, almost samadhi like condition, we get attached to it. It's very great that you practice and you get to that state of, you know, calm and no wandering thoughts. But also, I want you to not, you know, aim for that, that condition. Aim for, you know, that super calm and no wandering thoughts, condition to arise. It increases the faith. And what we as practitioners can do is we first start with these little tiny instants of putting down everything, this little instance of samadhi, and then we have a line. It's like we have a point, then we have a line, a segment of time where we have that calm and no wandering thoughts, no thoughts arising situation. And then we have little segments and line, and we try to turn that into a plane or a surface. And that's what we can do. We try to do practice little by little.
好，那在这段结束之前呢，跟大家分享虚云老和尚他有一段参禅警语，哈，其实他跟我们今天讲的内容其实还蛮相应的。他其实就是讲心即是佛，佛即是觉，此一觉性生佛平等，无有差别。其实这个不就是讲说我们皆具有 如来智慧德相，对不对？哦，然后空寂而了无一物，不受一法，无可修正。那我们修行在修什么？有没有真的要修？有这么有什么是真正的要在修行之后得到的吗？没有，无一法可修。哦，没有什么需要去证得的。
So I want to sort of summarize and sharing Master Xu Yun's warning about Chan practicing. So our mind is Buddha, and Buddha is awareness. And this, once we have this awareness, sentient being are the same as Buddha. There is no difference. It's all empty and there's no object. There is no Dharma to learn and to prove. And...
还没，好。
后面没有
翻灵明而具足万德，妙用恒沙，不假修正。哦，只因众生迷沦生死，经历长劫，贪嗔痴爱，妄想执着，染污已深，而不得已说修说正。所谓修者，古人谓为不祥之物，不得已而用言。其实这里要就跟我刚刚一开始其实我分享的其实就是这样，我们本来就已经具足。哦，师父也讲开悟是什么？现成的。哦，现在一念心你愿意放下，你就是开悟的状态。只是我们不愿意放下，所以不得已说修说正，对不对？古人还为修行这件事情是不祥之物，欸，就表示我们不愿意去看到我们自己的自心，我们才需要去攀着一个东西。 否则你本来就已经具足了，你干嘛又锦上添花？对不对？做了那么多，本来你就已经具足了啊。哦，可是我们不知道，我们太久太久了，沉沦在这个生死里面，我们忘记我们本来就具足了，所以祖师们、佛菩萨们才不得已跟我们说这些，告诉我们怎么去怎样去除妄想，怎样去除我们的无明烦恼，对不对？哦，然后去把我们那一颗自信，我们那一颗无明宝珠找出来，对不对？
So to continue his words from the warnings for chan practice. So everyone is sharp and has all the virtue that Buddha has, and there's no practice or proof needed. It's because all these sentient beings, they are going through the cycles of life and death, and they go through so many disasters and kalpas, and their mind is clouded by greedy and ignorance and hatred and attachment, a lot of wandering thoughts, and it is so clouded, and we have to say that there's practice. And in ancient times, people think practice is not a blessing, it's not a lucky thing, it's something that you have nothing else and you have to use it. It's because you know, so they're saying that enlightenment is at this moment. It's ready made. It's but because us as ordinary sentient beings, we don't want to let go. We don't want to put down these wandering thoughts. We have so many sufferings and ignorance. So we have to use this practicing method to find this true self nature.
好，不过呢，我觉得真的连这个你想要愿意去除妄想的这个阶段，可能前面你还是需要有一些所谓的先行功夫。第一个，我觉得你愿意要去真正的老老实实的面对自己，接受自己，你要去愿意去看到你自己，然后承认你自己需要修行。那修行其实师父也讲嘛，他有点像是在怎样挖你那个千年的粪坑啊。我们现在都把我们的粪坑吼遮掩的好好的，用一个又厚又重的盖子把它盖起来，我们自己闻不到，别人也闻不到，你甚至还把外面修饰的非常的漂亮吼，常常用一种多余应该是说用非常多的方法吼去掩饰自己真正的样子，目前真正的样子，好，然后掩饰久了，你就好像以为就是这个样子，好，然后可是你一开始修行的时候，有些人一开始就觉得修行好难哦，你会看到，而且你会看到很多本来没有烦恼的东西变成有烦恼了，是不是这样？有些人觉得，我听过有不少人跟我说，他本来没有修行都没有烦恼，可一直开始修行怎么觉得烦恼越来越多？诶，这是不是坏事啊？其实它是好事诶，对，它是好事，你愿意开始发现自己，然后认识到自己需要去改变，所以那其实是非常好的因缘。 然后面面慢慢的把那个所谓的千人千千年粪坑打开，让臭气先跑掉了，你才愿意下去一点一滴的把那个垢啊清除干净，然后最后是一颗什么会闪闪发亮的什么模拟宝珠。可是真的有没有那颗珠啊？就像我们在修行的时候就觉得说，哎，利用用另外一个例子，剥洋葱，你就哦，剥那个洋葱很辛苦，而且还会流泪，很苦，这剥洋葱的过程是不好受的。可是剥到最后，你发现什么？没有。你想说剥完还会剩下一点点什么是最值钱的、最好吃的东西？可是其实是什么？你发现的才是真正的本来自性啊。那个东西是什么你们自己去发现，我也没办法告诉你。
So the first thing where we start is to being very honest to ourself, willing to face ourself and admit that we need practicing for ourselvesSo an analogy is this, you know, a thousand year old, very dirty toilet. And for a lot of us, we just, you know, put on a heavy lid on this toilet and cover it with beautiful constructions near it and modify it and to cover what's real beneath it. And, So a lot of people when they, you know, they say, oh, I don't have that many sufferings before I, practice. But once I start practicing, I discovered I have so many sufferings. So is this a bad thing? Nope. So it's actually a good thing that you discovered, you find yourself and you,you learned more about yourself. And that's actually very good cause and conditions. And so that's why when you open that lid and cover and you let the odor come out and you let all the dirt come out, and that's when you can discover that, you know, this beautiful Bodhi jewel, likeinside it. But is there a beautiful Moni jewel? There's no such thing. And that's why we need to try to find our true self nature.
好，所以我今天就不接着再讲下一段了哈。那其实做个总结哈，其实今天要讲的其实，哈，心佛众生怎样三无差别，哦，你们要对这个很有信心，哦，要很有信心，相信。可是这个相信不是盲信，你要自己去怎样证得。哦，所以这个信心其实虚云老和尚主要介绍的方法是参话头嘛。可是参话头要起疑情，对不对？可是这个要起疑情之前，你一定要是具备十足的信心，大信心，对不对？可是这个大信心怎么来？你要信什么？我们都还不知道啊。佛告诉我心佛众生三无差别，我没有感觉，那你相不相信？信的人请举手。你是少数耶，那怎么办？那 没关系，这个境界太高了。那你信不信你需要修行？信。那就从这里开始。你知道说，诶，佛菩萨也是人成的，他做得到，我一定也可以做得到，一定要有这样的信心，那你的修行才会有不断的不断的动力推着你往前走。哦，要有不服输的精神，也不是不服输啦，哦，要有跟相信佛可以做到，我一定也可以做到，他也是人成嘛，人成即佛成，这句话对我们来讲总是可以去多多少少去体会到的吧，对不对？读过释迦牟尼佛的成道的故事嘛，对不对？成佛容不容易？他也是示现了很多很多的过程，很多很多要经历过的心理的状态的转变，然后要放下什么，用什么方法，还要发菩提心，为众生要怎么样，愿意断头断手断脚，对不对？他可以做到，你可不可以做到？你想说现在我做不到，我没有办法为人家断头断手断脚，还没可是就是要练习啊，哦哦，对，从修行它有一定的阶，如果真的是讲动物法门的话，它有没有修行的次第？没有，你当下放下就是。可是我们愚钝的人哈，这些凡夫众生烦恼很重的人啊，佛也很慈悲啊，祖师大德也很慈悲，他告诉我们有一个次第，有一个次第，怎么样可以慢慢的先把我们的贪嗔痴怎么样的放下来啊，然后怎么样发菩提心啊，然后怎么样真的做到成佛啊，所以他也都很清楚的指引到我们，指引我们的。那我们禅讲的方法，禅讲的是什么？顿悟。可是顿悟你要之前你要有累积你的足够的资粮，那足够的资粮怎么来？渐修而来。
So I want to summarize what we talked about here. So our mind and Buddha and sentient beings, there's no difference. And we need to have faith in this. So here when we say believe or faith, it's not a blind belief. You need to practice and prove it yourself. You need to experience it yourself. And so when, you know, Master Xu Ying talk about Hua Tou practice, you need to calm your mind and start have doubts. It is to help you to gain that faith, that very strong faith. Because, you know, if today I ask you, do you believe your mind and Buddha's mind and sentient beings' mind, there's no difference. There are relatively few people, right? But if I say, do you believe that you should practice? So I see a couple nods. So what happens is we can start here once you believe you have faith that you need to start practicing. And we need to keep in mind that Buddha, Shikamoni Buddha, he gets enlightenment from an ordinary human being. If he can do it, we can do it also. Like Buddha, throughout his lifetime, he showed us it's very hard. He went through many hardships. He has to let go a lot of things. He cultivated his Bodhi mind, where he wants to deliver all the sentient beings. And he is willing to lose his arms and limbs for ordinary sentient beings. And for us, we are not there yet. But we want to have that belief, that faith, that we can become like Buddha. And so if we just, you know, keep practicing and, you know, keep this faith, practice compassion and have Buddhi, it is enough for us to start from here and accumulate our blessings and merits and be on our way to become Buddha.
好，那我们今天就分享到这边，下一次是再跟大家分享第二个单元，是讲到万缘放下。因为刚刚讲到放下诸缘了，摒弃诸缘，一念不生，然后下一个就告诉我们怎么样去做到摒弃诸缘，怎么样去把万缘放下。
So this concludes this portion of the talk. Next time we will go in detail how to put down all entangling conditions, let no one thought arise.